It's two for a three. Yeah! Shoots it at the horn. No good. The Grizzlies win it. 116 to 150.
Ah! Oh, he's on the line.
Grizzlies win it. What a game.
Grizzly Sports is brought to you by Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Missouri State University West Plains Athletics Department, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, and by Ozarks Healthcare. Now Grizzly Sports, a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports.
Welcome to the Live Love Family Sports Complex in Poplar Bluff on the campus of Three Rivers Community College, and it's Region 16 basketball tonight between the MSU West Plains Grizzlies and the Three Rivers Raiders. And the Grizzlies playing their only game of the week. The game Saturday at the Civic Center has been either postponed or canceled, but it will not be played on Saturday. The Grizzlies come in staggering. We have, since the Link Gear game coming back, the Grizzlies have lost three straight all in the region, and these region games have really kind of slapped us back to reality and reminded us, not enough just to have a little bit of height on your team. You got not only to have height, but you've got to have that plus size depth. And this game tonight is the greatest epitome of that in an opponent that we'll see with the Three Rivers Raiders. They're playing great basketball. They have won 12 in a row. They're 15-5 on the year, and they have beaten Moberly, Mineral Area, and State Fair. And those last two, Mineral Area and State Fair, they beat decisively. So right now, there's little argument that Three Rivers is the best team in Region 16 as we play basketball here on this January night in Poplar Bluff. Good crowd, fair crowd. I will say this, too. I will throw this in as a challenge to the MSU West Plains baseball team. You guys do a great job at the home game. You really do. But I'm going to challenge those guys to pick it up a little bit, take it to a little louder level at the next, especially when Three Rivers comes to town. Their baseball team is here, and they're able to sit in the bleachers behind one of the baskets. And we don't have a great big crowd at all, but those guys, when they get it cranked up, it will sound like there's a bunch of people here, and they'll be doing their part. So the Grizzly baseball team will have something of a challenge when Three Rivers comes to town. The Grizzlies are going to be shorthanded tonight. Of course, they're missing for the season. They're two big guys in the middle, Alonzo Easterling and Jalen Heisen. They're also missing Jake Sage with a medical redshirt. Josiah Green is sitting this game out tonight. He is not available to play. So, with that, that means that the Grizzlies are down to nine players for this ball game. Three Rivers, with a 15-5 mark being introduced, we'll go ahead and do the Grizzlies first, though. Tyrell Smith will start. Tyrell is a 6'3 redshirt sophomore from Florida via Coffeyville, Kansas Community College. Blaine Harris is the Grizzlies college player at 6'6. He'll play up front, and he is from Jackson. He's not too far from home. Sean Glass from West Monroe, Louisiana, is a 6'1 sophomore. He's having a solid year, averaging 13 a ball game. Javon Barbey will have to play in the middle. He is a 6'5 swingman from Tacoma, Washington. And Kai Lindsey from New York State at the point. Kai goes 6'2, and he is a guard, and that is how the Grizzlies will line up here tonight. 3 Rivers has the biggest team in Region 16. They've got the best player in Region 16, and his name is Matt Hampton. He is really good. He is an All-America player. It's going to be a question whether he is a first or second team All-America. He is really good. He's averaging 17 a game and 5 rebounds to go with 4 assists. But the big thing, and you'll use that word advisedly, really, the big thing is the size differential. Can MSU West Plains compete on the glass? Here's the tip won easily by the Raiders, and here we go. Antonio Williams, Johan Pouch, Drew Ward. Now Pouch down low, the big 16 kid turns left hand, baby hook is good, and here we go. Pouch from 7 feet makes it 2-0. The Grizzlies have got to shoot the ball great tonight. That's all there is to it, to stay in the game. You've got to make a lot of good shots. Here's Tyrell, turns and shoots a 3, and that's good. Tyrell from the left point. And he has been shooting the ball better than anybody on the team lately. Gives the Grizzlies a 1-point lead, 30 seconds in. On the right sideline, here is Matt Hampton from Frisco, Texas. Back out front, they'll set their offense with Josiah Cotto. He is from Florida. He'll drive the lane all the way. Puts it up on the drive. No good. Tipped out, picked up by Kai. Here go the Grizzlies, cross-court pass. Back outside it goes to Sean to the point to the right wing. 3 ball by Blaine Harris, way off the mark. That ball was from about 21 feet, and he shot at 23. Pulled down by 3 Rivers. That gets Hootier from the baseball team. Pass inside. Good defense. Stolen away by Barbie. Crossover at midcourt, and now in the front court. Here's Tyrell to the baseline all the way. Right-hand scoop layup is good. Tyrell's got all 5, and it's a 5-2 ball game. Grizzlies on top. Cotto outside to the right point. Grizzlies only playing with 9 players tonight. Hand off on the wing. Drew Ward at the free throw line. Cut off well by Kai Lindsey. He's trapped. Got out of the lane just in time for the ghost 3-second call. Bounce pass over. Here's an open shot and good. Up off the back iron and down. Antonio Williams gets the second field goal for 3 Rivers, 2 minutes in, and it's a 5-4 Grizzly lead. Blaine Harris, hands in the right corner. To the baseline, catch and shoot from 16 short. Blaine Harris, that first shot got in his head a little bit. That one, he pulled the string on, and back come 3 Rivers, lob over the top. Pouch to the corner. Ward's got a 3, and it's good. As you heard, that was Drew Ward for 3. 7-5 score now. Kai Lindsey, front court hesitates. Dribbles to the baseline, gets cut off. Back outside, it goes to Sean. Sean Glass to the right, goes left. Now pulls up, shoots a 3, and that's good. Sean Glass with a big shot from the left point. That's where all the shots have been going in so far. Sean's first basket. As long as those go in, we'll stay in the game, but that spigot gets turned off. Then you go to plan B. Johan Pouch at the high post at the right elbow. Puts it on the deck. Knocked away by Glass. Loose ball picked back up. Pouch gets it inside. Dribbles in. Knocked away off him. Out of bounds. But they're going to say it's going to stay with 3 Rivers. This Johan Pouch is an interesting story. He is 6'10". He's a sophomore from Dusseldorf, Germany. And when I say he's 6'10", he's not a skinny 6'10". He's legit 6'10". And last year, he was an okay player, but he was hurt quite a bit. This year, he has really, really taken off. In fact, he's a starter. He wasn't last year. Left corner, Ward shoots a three at the shot clock corner, no good. And the Grizzlies get a turnover off shot clock violation. Grizzlies seem to have a little bounce here to start the game. 2:20 in, 8-7 is the score. Grizzlies on top by one. Ty Lindsey penetrates the paint, goes up with the right hand, scoop play up, no good. And the ball is pulled down by Three Rivers and Drew Ward. Pick and roll, drives across, puts it off the glass and good. Drew Ward's got five. He is a 6'3 freshman from Longview, Texas. Three Rivers on top. Three from the left side again. No good. This time, Johan Pouch is the only rebounder, and he wears the Raider jersey. Long pass ahead. Pass is put up, but no good. Blocked away from behind as Antonio Williams got it blocked. Well, the first 4 minutes of the ball game have been okay. We're making some shots and hanging in. 9-8 is the score. Three Rivers on top by one in the first half of Poplar Bluff. Back in a minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Dodge Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
15 minutes and 58 seconds, 16 minutes to play in the first half. The Grizzlies are behind by one, 9-8, here in Poplar Bluff. Three Rivers leads the region, 3-0. Grizzlies last in the region, 0-3. Inbound stolen. Grizzlies take it away, Javon Barbie. And now Sean Glass takes it strong as the hole, lays it up and good. Off the turnover, 2 points for Sean Glass. Good steal by Javon Barbie. He's got a couple steals already in the half. 10-9, Grizzlies regain the lead. Out front, Williams will hand the ball off. Cotto, backdoor pass. What a good play on the give and go layup. Good. Matt Hampton gets his first basket of the ball game. Good basic basketball right there. 11-10 score. Ty Lindsey at the right point. Hands the ball now to Barbie. He is guarded by the 6'10", Johan Pouch. Ty Lindsey penetrates in the lane. Pump fake. Kicks it outside. Ball faked by Blaine. Inside out pass Tyrell. He'll go all the way to the hole. Puts it high off the board and good. Tyrell had to put it about another foot higher with Johan Pouch coming over to swat it. But he got it high enough. 12-11 score now. Grizzlies on top. Tyrell has 7. Sean has 5. That's us. 12-11. They'll handle out front with Josiah Cotto to the right point. Ball fumbled by Matt Hampton to the right corner. Williams looks inside. Back out on the wing. Now fall away from the free throw line. Jumper no good. And the rebound is going to be picked up by Javon Barbie, who out-hustled the bigger Johan Pouch to the basketball. Good defense again by the Grizzlies. We got a 30-second shot clock violation earlier, and close to one right there. Left side, Barbie up fake, drives baseline, pulls up, 15-footer, no good. Pouch gets the rebound. Grizzlies, as a team, out-rebounded, have a rebound deficit margin of minus 21. Here's a follow-away good by Josiah Cotter. Cotto with the bucket. And now all 5 starters have scored for the Raiders. Cubs getting ready to come in. 13-12, Three Rivers. Ty Lindsey. Pull up. 17-foot jumper off the side iron. No good. That was a forced shot. Back up the left sideline. Here comes the very talented Matt Hampton. Pull up. Shot good. Foul the play. Basket counts about 10 feet away. Hampton just didn't get excited. Picked up the dribble. Waited. Ty Lindsey with a foul. Back basket for Hampton. And one more to go. Ace Evans and Deuce Blobenfeld come in for Ty Lindsey and Javon Barbie. So we'll go the line for the traditional three-point play. Barbie with the foul for the Grizzlies. Free throw, no good. Rebound comes long and taken down by Sean Glass, Grizzlies' best rebounder. On the left side, Ace Evans in the ballgame. Boy, Ace has piled up the points in recent games. He had 27 at home against Mineral Area. Bills clear it out. Ace goes in, back outside to the corner, wide open. Blaine Harris, three ball, no good. Rebound long, picked up by Sean Glass, so we'll reset. Goose Blobenfeld at the point for a three. That's no good. And back come the Raiders up the right side. Cotto over a high screen. Dribbles down the lane, all the way, right hand lay-in is good. And that's too easy. Cotto's got four. It's 17-12. Five-point game. You really need to score here. Ball lost as Sean dribbled in and had it fleeced from behind. They'll pass it up to four. And now Three Rivers will reset off the turnover. At the point, three is no good. Rebound long. Ace Evans chases it down. They don't have numbers, but Ace will pull up. Faded away from 10. In and out. Back in again. Ace Evans with a bucket. Needed that. Back to a one-possession game. We just can't let this game slide too far. Because if it does, it will be way hard to come back. Over on the right, Hampton crossover, gets in the lane, steps through, walked, shot it, missed it, tipped out. Out of bounds, it's going to stay with Three Rivers. Good grief. They got away. It would have appeared with a travel, and then over the back on the rebound, and they keep the basketball with 11:49 to go in the first half. The score, the Raiders 17, the Grizzlies 14, and we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
Dear employer, my name is Phil Martin.
My name is Michael Roskovich.
Ronaldo Bird.
Zach Dizer.
I am writing to express my excitement at the opportunity to join your team.
As someone on the spectrum,
I may communicate in ways that are different from what you are used to.
I possess a unique set of skills
that sets me apart from other candidates.
Thank you for your consideration.
An autistic, inclusive workplace is good for business. It's time to make a change. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/win.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
Seconds left in the first half. The Grizzlies trail this game against Three Rivers, 17-14. Here's the inbound for the Raiders in the corner, and the ball is thrown away on the inbound pass. Out of bounds, Raiders turn it over, third time here in the first half. We'll have official halftime statistics, which I'm very excited. Every time I come here, I can count on my man Willie down at the scorer's table. He's been taking care of me like this for 14 years. Out front, Damani Barley hands now to Ace Evans, 12 on the shot clock. Ace at the point. They'll flatten out. Ace hesitates, steps back, shoots a long three at the point. Good. Ace Evans with the three. He's got five. And in the ballgame for Three Rivers is Tristan Fleming. He is a 6'4 freshman from Memphis, Tennessee. Out front, Ward with the ball, picks it up, gets the free throw line, up fake, dribble to the corner. Clayton Robbins in the ballgame for the Grizzlies. Turnover on the Raiders. One thing, if you pick out one thing statistically for the Raiders, that they've had an issue with, and that's turning the ball over. They average 18 a ball game. That is a lot. Yet they're 15-5. John Glass for the Grizzlies. Tie game at 17. Ace Evans has it with 12 on the shot clock over to Sean Glass on the right side, guarded by Ward. Down the lane, whistle, and we'll either get a foul or a walk, and it's going to be a foul, but as luck. Sean tried to spin against Ward at the free throw line and went crashing down, but bailed out on the foul call. Ward's first. 10:27 to go in the first half. Grizzlies looking for a lead here. Clayton Robbins in the corner, outside. Ace had the ball, lost the ball, and stole it away. And Three Rivers back with a 4-on-2 down the key. Lean in shot up. Good. Found the play, and the basket counts. Fleming gets the basket. There's a great example where the turnover is compounded by a weak foul at the other end. And if they're going to come at you defensively and you're back, unless you're just going to completely smother the guy and stop the shot, let him go. Free throw is good. Two is better than three. So with that, now it's a three-point lead for the Raiders, 20-17. Ace Evans, hand checked out on the wing. Fleming got called for that foul. So he's really getting involved in things here. Tristan Fleming, 6'4 guard off the bench. They haven't really dipped into their immense size yet. In the right corner to the baseline. Clayton Robbins outside to the right point. Kai Lindsey gets a screen, and that'll be an illegal screen on Goose Blobenfeld. So he's out. 2 quick fouls on Goose. And now the Grizzlies 5 includes Damani Barley, who just checked in, along with Kai Lindsey, Ace Evans, Javon Barbie, and Clayton Robbins. Matt Hampton, free throw line, down the key, up and off the rim, and good. And the Allen Stoddard's first bucket off the bench. He's a good guard. Down the key to the right corner. Grizzlies come back. Clayton Robbins drives in, puts it up, left hand, back iron, no good. But he got fouled on the shot, and he'll shoot two. Manuel Camboma, a 6'8", there's some of that size, 6'8 freshman from Angola in the ball game, and he got that foul. Clayton Robbins shooting two. First try is good. 22-18. One more try, and it's good again. Clayton Robbins coming through the line. In the backcourt, some token pressure by the Grizzlies. 22-19. 20 on the shot clock. Matt Hampton at the point. Grizzlies back in a zone now. Over on the left side. Step through, back to the corner. Here's an up fake baseline and a drive and a blocking foul. It'll be the call on Kai Lindsey. Trying to draw the charge on Camboma. And so another sub, and John Glass will check in for Kai Lindsey. It'll be Three Rivers basketball underneath their own hoop. Three team fouls against the Raiders, four on the Grizzlies. 22-19, one possession game here in the first half. We're down to 9 minutes to play. Oh, on the right side, David Francis in the ball game now. Down the right corner, deep three ball is going to be off the mark, and Clayton Robbins gets the Grizzly rebound. Up the right side, A7. They play around the three-point line on the perimeter. Grizzlies back to the left corner now. Reverse pass. Here's Sean with a three on the wing. No good. Rebound on the weak side. Andrew Ward has it for Three Rivers. At the left point. Penetrate. Here's a shot by Stoddard. No good. Saved it back, and he bounced it off the face of one of his own guys. Two-on-two break. Hayes takes it to the hole. Hayes shoots. No good. Got fouled. He'll shoot two. And the Grizzlies can tighten this up. Make it a one-point game here. Tyrell Smith checks back in at 8:05 of the first half. And the Raiders will get Antonio Williams back in the game at a guard. Good minutes by Clayton Robbins. Really good minutes by Clayton. He comes out of the lineup. A7's at the free throw line. First try, good. Ace has 6 points. 22-20. It would be kind of ironic if they could pull it off to start 0-3 in the region and then come to Poplar Bluff and beat the best team in the region at this point. Well, we'll see. That one's good. Ace makes two, and we're down by one. 22-21. 8 minutes left in the first half. To the left side. They'll hand, catch, shoot, Ward three. No good, but there's the rebound. Pick back up, high off the board, and good. Kemboma at 6'8". Got the offensive glass and the putback. We've only seen that a couple times so far tonight. A7's out front. Lob to the right corner. Tyrell with a catch. Steps back, and his shot blocked on the closeout by Hampton. 24-21. Raiders basketball. Ward has it. Out front. Looks to the right. Dribbles that way. Now back the other direction. He'll hand the ball off to Hampton. Curls over the top. Hard down the lane. Up high off the board and good. And a foul on the play. And the basket will count. If he gets that step, like every good player, if he gets that step on you, you're done. And more than done, Damani Barley drew the foul. And so it'll be a free throw to go with the two at the media timeout at 7:12. It's the Raiders 26, the Grizzlies 21. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hi, this is Lane. As the temperatures drop, we have ice melt, stock salt, cattle tank de-icers, and of course, feed for your livestock. Plus, we have top brands of pet food for your dog or cat to provide them the extra energy they need during the winter months. If you cut wood to heat your home or workshop, take a look at the complete line of steel chainsaws. The winter months are no problem at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a store.
Now, more Grizzly sports action.
Pretty good game here in the first half at Three Rivers. The Raiders 26, Grizzlies 21. Grizzlies playing without four that started the season on the roster tonight. Here's the free throw for the three-point play. Good by Matt Hampton. And the Raiders up by six. And I think this is their biggest lead, which means we need to answer here. A7's at the point to the left wing. Sean Glass, guarded by Ward, Now to the point. Tyrell has it. Tyrell Smith hands off to Monty Barley. Crosses over in the lane. Gets cut off. Leans in. Up and under shot. No good. Too hard. Rebound pulled off. And away. Back come Three Rivers with David Francis. All the way down the key. Matt Hampton took it right to the basket and laid it off the board and good. Hampton's got nine. And now down the key the other way. Here's the left-hand layup. Good by A7. Well, you absolutely, positively got to have a bucket. Now the group we have out there right now, A7 is a good choice. Ball out front, ball knocked away, stolen. Pass up ahead to Monty Barley. Has a field, right-hand layup is good off the turnover. That helps. Good job of Tyrell Smith to get the ball to Damani up the floor. And now 29-25. 6 minutes left in the first half. Double high screen out front. Hampton with the basketball keeps the dribble, like good players do. Behind the back to the right baseline. Goes in, leans in, shoots. Good. Foul on the play, and the basket counts. And how in the world is that count? Took a full step after the foul. But the foul on the Grizzlies, and so it'll be 2+1. That looked like a 1970s NBA 2-point continuation foul. Free throw is good. So let's see. Now that's 12 points for Matt Hampton. 32-25, 7 points is the biggest lead for the Raiders. Down the key all the way. Driving layup high. Good. Foul to play. And the basket counts. And again, 8-7. 6-4. Shoot the ball over the 6'10" Johan Pouch, who went up there to swat it. So that makes it a 5-point game. Pouch with the foul. And it will be a 3-point attempt for A7. And it's good. Ace didn't start the game, but he's been a presence in the game. He's got 10. 32-28. We got down, what was it, by 6. Pulled it back. Got down by 7. We pulled it back to 4. Josiah Cotto out front for the Raiders in the white. To the baseline. Cut off. Kicks it across. Kemboma. Or make that Fleming. He gets in the lane. Turns. Shoots too hard. Rebound. Tipped over. Picked up by the Raiders. Throw it back out front. They'll maintain possession. In the right corner. Up. Hey, boy, we nearly had another stop right there. And there's an offensive foul, and that'll turn it over. Quite clearly a push-off by David Francis. So his first turnover on the Raiders. I have that as 6 on them here in the half. I only have us with a couple. But we'll get the official stats here in just a little while. Tyrell Smith with it. Grizzlies have the ball down by 4. 4:50 to go in the first half. Tyrell tried to curl across. Left-hand scoop high off the board and good. And one of the best shots of the season right there. Tyrell from the right wing cutting across. Reaching with the left hand around the big guy and scooping it high off the board. Here's a long three from the right side. No good. Kai Lindsey with the rebound. The Grizzlies could take the lead here with a 3. Kai to the right point. Barbie to the corner. Blaine Harris out. Sean, pull up. 3 ball for the lead from the wing. No good. Ball pulled down by Francis. And here come the Raiders with it. High screen. Down the right side of the key. Cut off in the paint. Good defense by Kai. Fall away from 13. Good. That's just a good shot. Drew Ward was stuck. The only thing he knew was shoot the ball, and that gummit went in. We're going to get a timeout. 4:01 to go in the first half of the score. Three Rivers, 34. The Grizzlies, 30. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
This has been a good first half at Poplar Bluff. The Grizzlies have done very well. A good job by Jared Fay. He has thought this thing out, and it's worked out pretty well to this point. Grizzlies on offense after the timeout. Blaine with a three in the left corner, and it's no good. And the ball will be rebounded by Cotto. Back they'll come up the right sideline. 4-point lead. Be great to get a stop here. Cotto, pull up. 13-footer left elbow. No good. Rebound fought for, and the bigger guy comes away with it, in this case, Fleming. And they'll reset the offense and try again. High screen to the right side. Fleming curls over the top, pushes off. Bulls in. Follow-away shot is up and good. Well, that's going to be Kemboma with the bucket, his second. He just bumps and bumps and gets where he wants and shoots it. A7's out front, down by six. Need a good shot here. Barbie with it to the corner. A7. Ace dribbles in, double team, wrap around. Now the right wing, good ball movement. Down the key all the way. Here's Barbie, goes up, and he missed the shot. No foul called on it. Back the other way, here's Matt Hampton. Sure looked like he could have got the benefit of the doubt there. Double high screen for Hampton to the right sideline, to the baseline. He stops. He's cut off. He kicks it back outside. Cotto with it. Left side, Francis in the left corner. Kemboma knocked high in the air, picked back up by the big guy. And now he double dribbles, gets it back, shoots it, forced it off the back iron. No good. Pouch gets the rebound, though. They'll reset, and he'll shoot a three instead. And over the back, Pouts takes it away from three blue shirts. Just reached right over the top of everybody. Now Cotto down the lane, lays it up and good. Cotto with his third field goal. A7, he'll drive all the way. Left-hand layup is no good. Rebound by the Raiders. 2 minutes to go in the half. 38-30. We got to be really careful right here. Cotto out front. Sean Glass is guarding a 6'10 kid. Shot from the wing, up and good for three by Kemboma. 41-30, biggest lead, 11. But if Jared could hit a button and just end the half here, he would. 41-30. Glass cut off, shoots a wild, horrible shot. Too hard, over the bucket, off the backboard, picked up by Three Rivers. Pass across, stolen away. Good play by Tyrell Smith. 2-on-1 break the other way. Tyrell will take it all the way. Laid it up, no good. And an offensive foul. We had a 2-on-1 break and didn't pass the ball across. And that leads to the charge. Oh. 106 to go in the half. Barbie out. Lane Harris out. Clayton Robbins in. Monty Barley back in with Ace Evans, Sean Glass, and Tyrell. We haven't played very smart in the last 3 minutes, and that lead has grown. It was down to three. Now it's down. Now it's out to 11 at the right point. Ward in the paint. Turns, spins off the back iron and won't go. Monty Barley gets a Grizzly rebound. Tyrell Smith up the right sideline. Sean Glass, guarded by Hampton, kicks it far side. Here's a three by Clayton Robbins, air ball. And the ball is out of bounds, but it's going to be last touch. I think last touch by Three Rivers. 31 seconds left in the half. 15 on the shot clock. Inbound play on the baseline. Clayton Robbins, Tyrell Smith, all the way down the key, blocked out of bounds by Matt Hampton. And it will stay with the Grizzlies with 10 on the shot clock. 27 seconds left in the first half. Here's the inbound play. Wrap around, good pass inside, pump fake inside out pass. Clayton Robbins down the key, hook pass out to Damani in the corner. Only three to shot to shoot the basketball, up and under, shot by Damani is good. Damani Barley with a buzzer beater, 10 seconds to go in the half, 41-32. Hampton on the wing, to the baseline, to the far corner. Woods got a three with 2 seconds to go in the half, and it's good. Fifteen good minutes of basketball gave way to 5 minutes of bad basketball, and the Grizzlies, who were just right there most of the first half, now down by 12 at the break, 44-32. Grizzly halftime is brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains, New Beginnings, and Endless Possibilities. Grizzly halftime coming up in 3 minutes on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
This is Curtis at Hirsch Feed in West Plains. Listen up. Chick Days is going on now at Hirsch Feed in West Plains. Due to increasing demand, quantities will be limited, so pre-order now on first-come, first-served basis. More and more people are raising their own chickens for guaranteed savings, a freezer full of fresh chicken, and continuous harvest of fresh eggs. So order now. Plus, we have all your poultry products, feed, waterers, feeders, and much more. Come on in today and see us for Chick Days.
Hi, I'm your kid's old jeans. I've been in the drawer for a while and really missed the playground. You should swing by Goodwill and drop me off. Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. Plus, I can get back into the game. Donate today.
Tag, you're it.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Time for Grizzly Halftime. Brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Okay. Rebound. It's halftime at Three Rivers, where the Raiders lead the Grizzlies at the half, 44-32. In the first half, the Grizzlies got off to a pretty good start. Tyrell Smith was hot to start things, and he kind of carried things for a little while. And the Grizzlies generally stayed right there with Three Rivers. 6 points, 7 points, the biggest deficit toward the second half of the first half. But then, as the Grizzlies, I think we got tired at the end of the half because we have such a short bench. And Ace Evans was able to pick up the offense with 10 points off the bench. That took us till about 5 or 6 minutes to go with the first half. And right about then is where things started to slide away a little bit as the Raiders now enjoy a 12-point halftime lead here at the Libla Family Sports Complex. Scoring in the first half. For the Grizzlies, Ace Evans, I said he had 10. He had 12 points in the first half. 9 points for Tyrell Smith. 5 points for Sean Glass. 2 points for Clayton Robbins and 4 for Damani Barley. Leading scorer for Three Rivers with 12 points was their All-America candidate, Matt Hampton. 10 points for Drew Ward. And this is very comprehensive. I really like the way they break down their scoring here. The Grizzlies did outscore Three Rivers off turnovers 11-3, and the Raiders did turn the ball over twice as much as the Grizzlies did, 8-4. But then you get to the rebounding and shooting statistics. Let's do the shooting first. In the first half, Three Rivers shot 57% from the field. That is really good. In the first half, the Grizzlies shot 40% from the field. 3-point shooting, Grizzlies were 25% and Three Rivers 37%. 3-point shooting was not a factor per se, other than the fact we took a few more threes and missed a few more threes, and they certainly could have helped our situation here at the half. But then you get to the rebounding. And Three Rivers really hasn't loaded their front line like they could, considering how shorthanded and short we are right now. And still with that, Three Rivers out-rebounded the Grizzlies in the first 20 minutes, 21-8. Offensive rebounding, Three Rivers out-rebounded the Grizzlies 6-1, and defensive boards, it was pretty much a one and done most of the time, as Three Rivers out-rebounded the Grizzlies on the defensive glass 15-7. It is halftime at Three Rivers. The score, 44-32 Raiders. And we're back in 3 minutes on KDY.
KDY 24-7 weather.
Halfway through the week, and it looks like the weather forecast for this weekend has expanded a bit. Dan in the Weather Center, tonight's low 24. Tomorrow, a high of 47 with a low of 22. And then Friday is the day when things start to move in. We'll have a high of only 26 and a low of 5. Then Friday night going into Saturday, we do have a very strong chance of winter weather within the Ozarks. Prepare accordingly.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump meeting with European leaders in Davos, Switzerland, as he pushes to annex Greenland. He says they have a framework for a deal.
As a result of that framework, the president says he will not impose tariffs on European allies next month. He did not detail specifics, but the framework was announced hours after President Trump insisted U.S. ownership of Greenland was the only way to prevent the Danish territory from facing threats from Russia and China.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern there. Massive winter storm expected to bring extreme Arctic air to the eastern two-thirds of the country starting Friday. Fox Weather's Ian Oliver.
Two separate corridors, one of icing, and immediately displaced to the north of that, big snow.
Some major metropolitan areas could see more than a foot of snow. National Weather Service warning of treacherous travel. America is listening to Fox News.
Welcome back to Winter Hack Radio, the place for clever hacks to survive the season. Icy driveway? Well, try spreading sand or birdseed to help with traction. Snowy puppy paws? Well, grab a whisk, brush it off, done. Catch COVID-19? Well, just get...
Actually, there's no hack for COVID-19. But if you test positive, prescription medications for COVID exist. Ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
It's wintertime, and that means you will need a little something extra to deal with the cold and freezing temperatures. Hirsch is here to help. Everything from snow shovels to stove pipes, plus rugged and durable clothing to keep you warm. Boots by top brands like Ariat, Red Wing, Muck, and others to keep your feet warm and dry. Stop in and see us today.
More than just a tire store. Dodge Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
We have had quite a change in our end of the week schedule of ball games, and after tonight, tomorrow night, it was supposed to be Friday, but because of impending weather Friday, the Zizzers will play Springfield Parkview at Springfield tomorrow night. That game will be here on KDY. Then that leaves us with no game Friday, and Saturday, the Grizzlies game against SEMO Prep at Civic Center, that has already been canceled. So as it stands right now, we're looking at basketball next Wednesday. I believe we have a doubleheader that day with high school, with the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Tournament, and with the Grizzlies playing at home against Moberly. And so if there is a conflict, that will put the Zizzers here on Katie White, and the Grizzlies will probably move over to Q94 or the Fox. Anyway, both teams back out on the court. Just about ready to start the second half. The Grizzlies are down by 12, 44-32 at Three Rivers, and we're back in 2 minutes with the second half on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
A
Are you ready for number one? Then you're ready for Steel, the number one selling brand of chainsaws worldwide. Steel makes over 30 models of chainsaws designed for homeowners and professionals. Hirsch Speed and Farm Supply is a platinum level certified Steel dealer and can match you with the model that's right for your needs. Get the world's number one selling brand of chainsaw, Steel, at Hirsch Speed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Are you ready for a Steel?
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Think about 20.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Think about 2026.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
Let's see what happens as we start the second half in this Region 16 game. The Grizzlies need a region win so bad. 0-3 here early on. Start second half underneath pass, put up and no good by Barbie. And the Grizzlies, 6 seconds into the half, will get to the free throw line and shoot two. Juwan Barbie from Tacoma, Washington. Went to the Civic Center the other day and had the chance to have the longest talk I've ever had with Juwan Barbie. First free throw is no good. One more to come. And what a good kid. Next try, good. The coach's kid makes the second of two. And we're down to an 11-point game, 44-33. Out front, Matt Hampton with it, guarded by Tyrell. Wide open, pouch underneath, pump fake up, got blocked from behind, but a foul on the play, and he'll shoot two. Somehow, I don't know if we were in a zone or what, but pouch was just standing under the basket with nobody around him. How do you lose a 6'10 guy that's that big? I mean, 6'10 and big. So it'll be two shots. Pouch has 2 points tonight. First try here is good. Second try, no good. Blaine Harris gets the rebound. Sean Glass with it. Let's see if we can get a good possession here and get a really good shot. Sean on the left baseline. Spins to the middle, inside out, left wing. Ball fake, step over. One bounce, three ball. Up and good by Blaine Harris. Blaine Harris with the three, making it 45-36. Out front, Cotto, top of the circle. Grizzlies playing straight man-to-man. Drew Ward, down the key, posting on the block, cut off by Kai Lindsey. Now at the point to the right side. They'll hand the ball off to Hampton. Hampton kicks it back right corner. Cotto back to Hampton, right wing. Wide open three, no good. As the shot clock expires, Grizzlies get the rebound with Blaine Harris. Let's get another great shot here. Barbie outside, Kai Lindsey. Down the key, left-hand layup is up and no good. Barbie got the rebound. Harris with a three in the corner, and it's good. And Blaine's got a rooting section over here in the Three Rivers baseball team. And a timeout on the floor. Blaine Harris with a big pair of threes to make this suddenly a six-point game. 45-39. Grizzlies down by six, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Do you feel that chill in the air and see the wild geese flying south? Here in the Ozarks, cold weather can hit us quick and hard. It's time to prepare diesel fuel in your tractor, pickup, and over-the-road truck. Here at Hirsch Feed, West Plains store, Dr. Greg has just the prescription, so you don't have to call 911. Yes, we have 911 power service products along with other diesel fuel products. We have Howes, Lucas, and QMI fuel additives. But remember, you need to keep that engine warm for those freezing nights. We have green concentrate antifreeze at $9.49 per gallon. But don't forget to add a block heater. We have heaters for the coolant and also 200-watt magnetite for the oil pan. So when the temperatures drop below 32 degrees, think of Dr. Greg and his interns for your winter operation.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
After the timeout, five on the shot clock. Ward posts up inside, right hand scoop, no good, and Blaine Harris gets the rebound for the Grizzlies. Blaine is getting it done big time. Out to the point, Tyrell, left wing. Barbie curls over in the lane, cut off, back outside. Blaine Harris has it. Back to the point, Tyrell. 13 on the shot clock. Ace Evans to check in. Tyrell steps through, passes across, threw it out of bounds. There's no movement in that five out a lot of the time when guys are just standing around the arc. If you penetrate and get trapped and you got to get rid of it, you better have an angle or that is what's going to happen. That's a throwaway. Grizzlies really did an outstanding job turnovers first half. Only four. Down the front court, down the key. Cotto goes all the way to the hole, and he'll draw the foul from Sean Glass on the shot. Sean picks up his first foul. Grizzlies don't have any foul trouble to deal with. To the free throw line for the Raiders. Josiah Cotto, 6'2 freshman from Orlando, Florida. First try is good. .46-39. Next try, good. .47-39, Grizzly basketball. Ace Evans in the ball game. Takes it to the hole, kicks it far side. Tyrell back to the corner. Barbie's got the three look, and it's good. Javon Barbie from the right corner, first field goal of the ball game. And that is a three. Right point, Cotto. Unguarded three ball. No good. Long rebound, Barbie. Grizzlies down five with the ball. Sean Glass, top of the circle. No look underneath to Harris. Gets it back to Sean in the left corner. We'll clear out and reset. Step back. Ace Evans. Point. Three is no good. Pouch gets the rebound for Three Rivers. Matt Hampton. Pick and roll ball tipped away. Stolen away. Barbie up ahead. Ace Evans to the hole all the way. Right hand. Layup is good. Off the turnover. Ace Evans with the bucket. He's got 14. Grizzlies down by three, 47-44. Matt Hampton out front, man-to-man, guarded by Tyrell, high screen, right pass underneath, and there's Fouts, catches, shoots, and scores. He catches it, 5 feet in the basket. He's going to score, 49-44. Fouts has 5 points. Over on the left point, A7. Penetrates in, left-hand land, off the back iron, and good. Ace can get to the rim. Boy, he's got 14, 16. 16 points for Ace. Right side, Ward now. Three-point game again, 49-46. Down the key, pull up, and that's up and in by Antonio Williams. Just pulled up, shot a 10-footer from the right side, and he has four. 51-46. 15-18 to go in the ball game. Grizzlies down by five. In the left corner, Ace with a three ball, and that's off the lip of the rim, no good. Pouch gets a rebound. Raiders in the white with the gold. Grizzlies in the blue with the red. Bounce pass in, kicked, and that will stay with Three Rivers. Grizzlies will get Clayton Robbins, Damani Barley, and Kai Lindsey in the ball game. And we get the media timeout. 15:04 to go in the second half. Grizzlies trailing Three Rivers 51-46. And we are back in a minute on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hi, this is Curtis at Hirsch Feed in West Plains. Stay warm this winter with a variety of heaters. We have kerosene, electric propane, and dual fuel heaters. We also have pellet stoves and wood stoves, stove pipe, adapters, fire brick, suet cleaner, and remover, chimney caps, brushes, and much, much more. If you've got wood to heat your home or workshop, take a look at the complete line of steel chainsaws. Come by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply today in West Plains and see us and stay warm this winter.
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
From the Leibler Family Sports Complex in Poplar Bluff, the Grizzlies playing Three Rivers, and it's 51-46. Raiders with the lead in the ball. Matt Hampton with 20 on the shot clock to the right corner. Ward off the screen will dribble out to the right side. Wraparound bounce pass on the low block and a whistle, and we'll get a foul call on the Grizzlies. Clayton Robbins did the right thing. He was on the opposite side, came over to help as they tried to post up down low. And it's called for the personal foul. First foul on Clayton. Drew Ward on the inbound play. Gets it to the right corner. Gets the ball there to Tristan Fleming. At the right side, on the wing. Ward dribbles in, backs in against Evans, back outside. Fleming takes it all the way to the hole and lays it up and good. ...53-46. Tyrell Smith at the point. Devontae Barley with it. Grizzlies just weave out front. We're not making much headway. Tyrell, inside out pass on the wing, a long three by Clayton Robbins, no good. Rebound comes to the weak side, taken down by Fleming. Up the right side for the Raiders, got to stop the ball. He keeps the dribbling out front. Oh, almost stolen. Hampton has it though, takes it all the way to the hole. Little floater is off the back iron, no good. Rebound tipped up, tipped over. Save from going out of bounds. Staked by the, picked up by the Grizzlies, two on one. Ace across, Barley, layup, good. That's the way you do it. You got to share the basketball in a two-on-one. 53-48, back to a five-point game. 13:40 to go. Not a lot of fouls in this game either. Free throw line, Ward hands it over to Hampton on the baseline. Back outside. Here's a long three ball, and that's off the mark. Rebound, and we'll get a foul call on the Grizzlies on the rebound, and that'll be on Tyrell Smith. Only two on Tyrell. Goose comes in the ball game for the Grizzlies as Tyrell goes out with two fouls. He won't be out long. Here's the inbound play in the corner. Fleming catches, shoots a three, and it's in and out. And the rebound, Grizzlies get it with Clayton Robbins. Ace dribbles in, lost the ball, gets it back to Goose, now at the point. Ty Lindsey with 20 on the shot clock. Goes in, lost it on the way in, turned the ball over. Sometimes a player will be going to the basket, feel contact, and then just let the ball go, trying to get the call, and that's kind of what looked like happened there. In front court, they feed it across, and the right-handed dunk of Kemp is no good. Rebound to Clayton Robbins as they attack. Now up the right side, Damani Barley goes baseline, goes up, leans in, shoots and scores. Damani Barley makes it a one-possession game again, 53-50. Front court, Hampton, alley-oop and a lay-in. Okay, they put Cam Bowman in the right quarter, and when Hampton penetrated, he just went straight to the rim, and they threw it up about a foot above the rim, and he laid it in. 55-50. To this point in the game, here's Ace Evans to the right corner. Blobenfeld can't get open. Back to Ace. Beats his man on the baseline. Steps through. Little fadeaway. No good, but he got fouled on the shot, and he'll shoot two. With 12:13 to go, I was going to say to this point in the game, this is one of the best games I've seen the Grizzlies play as far as shot selection is concerned. We haven't taken very many bad shots tonight. Ace Evans will be the free throw shooter for the Grizzlies. First try, spins around and comes out just like one of my putts. But he'll get another try. Ace had made three in a row till that point. 55-50. Ace could make it a four-point game. And he does. 55-51. Fleming in the backcourt beats it over to Ward. Full court pressure now. And Three Rivers will break the press. Grizzlies will reset their defense now. Playing man-to-man again at the point. Kemboma nearly lost it out front. Feeds it across to the corner. Here's a shot for three, and it's good. Tristan Fleming now has eight. Down the key, Kai drives. No good. 11:40 to go. Hampton steps through, puts it up with the right hand, no good. Dip up is good. Stoddard with the bucket. Down by 9, 11 and a half to go. We got to have a media timeout coming up, and I know that's what Jared's waiting for, is the media timeout. So if that be the case, let's get a really good shot here. Here's Evans, his shot blocked as he penetrated, 1-on-4, pass up ahead. And Kai Lindsey, with a great hustle play, gets back on defense and steals the ball back. Kai down the lane. Layup is slapped off the backboard and picked up by Three Rivers. 2-on-1 break. Step through, and the shot no good by Fleming, but he got fouled by Goose Blobenfeld, and there's media timeout more than likely, or we're really close to it. That is the media timeout with 10:57 to go in the second half. Grizzlies have slipped back now, down by 9, 60-51. Back in a minute on KDY.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Grizzly Sports Action.
10 minutes, 57 seconds left in the ball game, and Three Rivers, first place in Region 16, 15-5 on the year, 3-0 in the region, leading the Grizzlies by 9 points, and they're at the line right now with Tristan Fleming shooting two. First try for him is good, and the Raiders increase their lead. 10-point game, 61-51. Next attempt is good. Raiders 62, Grizzlies 51. Blaine Harris in the ball game for the Grizzlies. Full court pressure now by Three Rivers. Front court up ahead, Damani Barley. And he is tripped and fouled right on the sideline in front of the Grizzly bench. Blocking foul. Manuel Kemboma with his second foul. Grizzly ball on the near sideline. Inbound play. To the right wing. Sean Glass catches. Shoots a three way too hard. Tipped over. Picked up by Three Rivers. In the right corner now in the front court. Drew Ward. I like this kid. He is from Longview, Texas. Out front, Hampton. Drives in. He drives, puts it up off the board, no good. Tipped up and in. Kemboma, just jumping over everybody's back, tips it in to make it 64-51. We're at critical mass right now. 10 minutes to go in the ballgame. In the left corner. Barley drives in, got it blocked out of bounds, and man alive, I can't believe how much contact. And I'm not just saying this from our side to theirs, but you see it in all games, especially junior college, how much contact they allow on players driving to the basket. Left elbow, left corner. Blaine Harris back outside. Catch and shoot, Sean Glass. Three, won't fall. Tipped over, picked up by Barbie in the corner. Blaine Harris has it. He has it stolen. 2-on-1. Alley-oop it up! Alan Stoddard on a 2-on-1 break. On the alley-oop. 15-point game. 9.5 left in the corner. Blaine Harris, big three ball, no good. The spigot is off right now, and we're slipping. Here's a drive in the paint. Puts it up and good. And Drew Ward just attacked. Went straight to the basket. Turned his back. And put it off the glass. 68-51. Guy Lindsey. And we'll get a foul out front on Three Rivers. A holding foul. Tyrell Smith will come in for Damani Barley. So unless we can reel them in a little bit here, we're going to be pointing at about the 12-minute mark of the second half where things started sliding away. In the right corner, back outside, Sean Glass. Left corner pass, Tyrell. Holds it, had it stolen away. Hampton the other way, lobs it up. Tipped up, no good, and standing out of bounds. Ball came right to Kemboma. So we'll go back over to the Grizzlies with 8:44 to go in the half. Three Rivers has been more effective since they went to this full court press. They haven't stolen the ball a lot, but they've really taken us out of any kind of offense. In the left corner, there's a blocking foul on the baseline on Matt Hampton as he stepped in on Javon Barbie. Guy Lindsey will throw it in for the Grizzlies from right of their own basket. Catch and shoot in the corner. Tyrell, no good. Ball tipped out long and Matt Hampton with it. Hampton all the way down. Puts it up on the run, no good. Tyrell with the rebound and the Grizzlies control with Kai. Up the left side, Sean Glass. Sean hesitates, pulls up, 17-footer, back iron, no good, and Chung is having a struggle of it since early on tonight. 68-51. Matt Hampton on the right low block gets it over to Ward. Dribbles to the corner. Picked up by Kai Lindsey. Seven on the shot clock. Ward out front, right elbow. Pump fake, step through, got away with a walk, shot it, missed it, got it back, shot it again, missed it, tipped over, picked up, and the Raiders reset their offense with 7:35 to go. 68-51. Good hedge play on defense by Sean Glass there to cut off Hampton. Gets around him anyway, goes up, no good, but foul on the play on Sean Glass. Timeout, 7:24 to go in the ball game with the score, Three Rivers 68, Grizzlies 51. Back in a minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, Kids Craft Days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
7:24 to go, and Three Rivers starting to pull away in this game against the Grizzlies, 68-51. Matt Hampton at the free throw line shooting for Three Rivers. First try for him, good, 69-51. He'll get one more try, and this is now a 19-point game, 70-51. We'll choose our Don's Auto Service player of the game when it's all said and done. Don's Auto Service, they can get you ready for the weekend. Are you ready for the weekend? I'm not ready. In a lot of ways. Don's Auto Service brings you the Grizzly player of the game each game. Pass underneath. Here's Robbins up inside. No good. Blocked from behind. Francis now in the front court. We have entered the twilight zone of scoring right now. Right now, we can't. At the right point, Cotto spins to the middle, cut off to the left corner. Here's a pull-up for a three, and it's good. Davin Francis with his first field goal of the ballgame. It's a three, 73-51. In the right corner, three ball, wide open, Tyrell. It's good. Tyrell Smith made a three to start the game, and he makes one here to make it 73-54. And I can tell you this. Here's the ball stolen away out front. Blaine Harris, good play now, Ace Evans. 3-on-2 break. Gets it ahead, leans in, shoots from 12, spins off, no good. Back the other way. Cotto spins to the basket, gets around his guy, lays it up and good. Cotto with the bucket, he's got 10. And now the other way, here's Kai Lindsey. He spins it off the glass, no good. And he went right down the middle and couldn't get it going. I was just pointing out the break. I didn't realize Kai hasn't even scored tonight. Pass inside, layup good, found the play. Basket counts, Tristan Fleming with the bucket. And it's totally out of the barn now, 77-54. Kai Lindsey, Blaine Harris, Clayton Robbins all come out for the Grizzlies. So that leaves you with Tyrell Smith, Sean Glass, Ace Evans, Damani Barley, and Javon Barbie. a bucket, and one more. And it's good. So Kemboma with the three-point play. Left side over the top pass to the corner. Touch pass to the right point. Hook pass inside directly to the Raiders. They steal it. Bounce pass in the front court. Ball kick stops the clock. 5:26 to play. 78-54. We'll talk to Jared Fay here after the contest is over. And the Raiders are starting to sub freely. On the baseline, here's a turn. No good. Ball tipped over off the glass. Now in the corner. Picked up by the Raiders. Here's a turn. Left-hand shot. Goes around and down. Good. Jones with a bucket that time. Miles Jones now the other end. Good move to Damani Barley. Straight down the lane. Gets the lay-in for the Grizzlies. Out front, Hampton, who's still in the ball game. I'd get him out of there. Pass inside, thrown away out of bounds. Turnover, Raiders. Goose Blobin felt back in. Comes in for Tyrell Smith. 80-56. And the ugly truth of it is, this finishes our first tour of Region 16, and we got blown out in all four games. At the point, A7's down the key all the way. He'll get a lay in there. Good. Foul on the play. The basket counts. Jones with the foul for the Raiders. Basket will count. So A7's with a bucket and one here. And it's good. That gives him 20 for the night. .430 to go. 80-59. 21-point ball game. And why they're still playing Matt Hampton is just beyond my imagination. Hampton over on the right side. They'll move it to the left corner. Here's a step back by Jones. No good. Boy, he likes to shoot the ball. Inside rebound, though. There's the big guy, Pouch, and he puts it up and in. Johan Pouch, he's still out there. 82-59. Barley drives the lane, gets hung up, pass back, threw it away, turnover, back the other way, a pass up ahead. Layup is good by Antonio Williams. Barley the other way, down the key, right-hand runner off the board, no good. Got his own board, and he'll move it outside. And the Grizzlies reset. Sean Glass steps through all the way. He lost it on the way up, turned the ball over. This is just devolving. Here's the drive down the key, layup good by Matt Hampton. 86-59. Barley, three, left wing, good. Monty Barley with a three ball. He's got 9.5, 13 for the game, but it is a runaway, 86-62. 3:10 left. Hampton will give the ball over to the wing now to the point. Jones lobs over, inside Pouch. Dribbled it, lost it out of bounds. All he had to do was turn and shoot it. But the curse of every big guy, you got to bounce it once. Turnover on the Raiders, timeout on the court. 2:52 to go. Raiders 86, Grizzlies 62, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow?
helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
Only 2:52 left in the ball game here at Poplar Bluff tonight. And the Grizzlies are down 86-62. We're giving up 95 points a ball game, and tonight ain't going to do anything to bring that number down. Ace Evans, front court, right corner. Goose Blobenfeld catches, shoots a three, shoots an air ball. We've shot four air balls tonight. How poorly we shot the ball. Hampton brings it to front court. They're not going to be in a hurry to pile on here. Matt Hampton on the right side holds it. Gets a good move. Gets by his guy. Trapped on the baseline. Out it goes again to Stoddard, who gets trapped in the lane, back over in the right corner. Three on the shot clock. Matt Hampton, he'll shoot it. Good. At the shot clock. He averages 17. He's got 18 tonight. 88-62, 2 minutes to go. Ace Evans with a three from way out right side, and that's good. Good. 88-65. I'm going to go completely opposite as far as our player of the game goes tonight. Down the key, here's Hampton all the way in. Puts an eye off the board, up and good. And we'll get a whistle and substitutions, and they roar here at the Libla as the Raiders insert into the ball game Stephen Aboke. He is a 7'1 freshman from Togo, West Africa. 7-1. At the left point, Kai Lindsey. Out in the right wing from 24 feet, and no good by Sean Glass. Out of bounds. Back to the Raiders. 1:16 left, 90-65. So we're just playing out the string here, and what this will do after this one is done, the Grizzlies will be 9-11, 0-4 in the region. Raiders 4-0 in the region, 16-5. Aboki down low, double team, back in the left corner. Under a minute to play. Bounce pass, Aboki in, leans in, shoots, no good. Rebound to Clayton Robbins, guarding the 7-1 kid. Shoot it, Clayton. Left point. He's open. He shoots. No good. Rebound pulled off by Matt Hampton. Stolen from behind by Harris to Glass. Pull up. 10-footer. Good. '90-67. Pass down low. They tried to get the ball into the big kid again. Give him a dunk attempt, but he bubbled it out of bounds. So, game clock is the only thing left. Shot clock is off. 24 seconds left. Here's Glass. Inside out. Right wing three. Damani Barley in and out. Rebound. Aboki gets the rebound. Crowd loves that. Stolen though. Here is Sean Glass with a two-handed dunk. 10 seconds left. They'll get it in the front court. Here's a drive. Shot no good. They tried to get a dunk coming from the left baseline from Antonio Williams. Ball out of bounds. Grizzly ball with 3.4 left. Inbound play. Kai Lindsey shoots a long three ball at the horn. It's no good. Ball game over. Final score, Raiders 90, Grizzlies 69. And as I was saying, our Don's Auto Service play of the game, I'm going a different way. I'm not going with a high score tonight. I'm going to go with Clayton Robbins. And here's why. Clayton Force because Josiah Green not playing tonight. He had to play some extra minutes. And I thought he held his own and did pretty well. He had a couple of rebounds inside early on and held his ground and really did a pretty good job. Finished the day with 2 points. That wasn't really the point. He's a good contributor tonight, so we'll make Clayton Robbins from West Plains. Our Don's Auto Service player of the game. Get ready for weekend weather. We've got some coming, don't we? That's all you hear people want to talk about. Bread, milk, snow. Go to Don's Auto Service. You'll benefit more from that. In the long run this winter, we'll have Garrett Bay working his way up here and get his thoughts on all of this. It's got to be a frustrating thing. And we won't have another game now for a week. We'll play at home against Moberly a week from tonight. The game Saturday against SEMO Prep has been called off. So no game until a week from tonight against the Moberly Greyhounds. Jared Fay over here to my right. The final again is 90-69. I know I had in my head what I expected to see tonight, and that's not really what happened in the first half. I thought the first 15 minutes of the first half were actually pretty good, and the last 5 minutes were not.
Yeah, we actually got up to a good start. A lot of the things that we wanted to work on, we talked about just competing, and I feel like we did for 40 minutes. I think the second half we had just too many turnovers, and some that were just unforced. The ball stopped moving a little bit, but we got to crawl before we can walk. We got to walk before we can run. And, you know, we kind of had to take some steps back and get back to just competing and playing hard defensively. And I actually feel like we did that.
Our margin of error is very, very thin. And while the ball was going in generally in the first half, we only shot 40% in the first half. But still, we made some threes, stayed in the game. And every time we get 5, 6, 7 down, we pull it back within 3 points, something like that. But when that ball stopped going in, the whole thing changed.
Yeah, and you know, it's some things that aren't going to change. Is I don't even want to know what the rebounding total was. We, like you said, we got a small margin of error to get that rebound. We can only, we got to go get that a little bit. There's some that we can't do much about. It was a very physical game, which is going to be common in our region, but we got to try to get some of those lockout calls maybe, and we got to team rebound a little bit better.
So no game on Saturday, correct? Is that going to be rescheduled or not?
Yeah, I think it's going to be in February, but we should have, I hope by tomorrow we'll have a press release out. So we will reschedule that.
And you've got a week to get ready for Moberly, and it's good to have a week to get ready for
Moberly.
It is.
You know, as tough as this conference is, you know, looking at the schedule, didn't realize we were, you know, 4 out of the 5 were on the road to begin with. So it's tough, but we're going to get better and get ready for Moberly. And as we're both looking at, we got out rebounded 46-21. We got to try to fix that a little bit.
Yeah, and well, that goes back to the state fair game. We got out rebounded 46-23, I think. So this is just something we've got to figure out how to
do. Yeah, we do. I actually think Javon Barbie did a really good job tonight of trying to block out their big guy, guarded him pretty good. But we got to, as a team, rebound better.
All right, Coach. Thank you much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, so the final score of the game, again, the Grizzlies lose to the Raiders, 90-69. And our, again, Don's Auto Service player of the game for this one is going to be Clayton Robbins. Now scoring in the ball game. Grizzlies were led tonight by Ace Evans. Ace for the ball game had 23. 13 for Damani Barley, 12 points for Tyrell Smith, 9 for Sean Glass, 6 for Blaine Harris, 4 points for Javon Barbie, and 2 points for Clayton Robbins. Leading scorer of the ball game for the winners from Three Rivers. Let's see, their leading scorer was Matt Hampton, who finished the night with 20 points. They had 5 players in double figures. So the Grizzlies go to 9-11. They'll be at home against Moberly next Wednesday at the Civic Center. Thanks to Dylan Groves in the studio. I'm Harlan Hutchinson from the Libla Family Sports Complex in Poplar Bluff. Raiders win it 16-5 on the year, and they stay undefeated in Region 16 with the win over the Grizzlies 90 to 69. Harlan Hutchison saying good night from Poplar Bluff, Missouri.
Grizzly Sports has been brought to you by Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Missouri State University West Plains Athletics Department, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, and by Ozarks Healthcare. This transmission of Grizzly Sports is a production of Ozark Radio Sports and a division of the Ozark Marketing Company.